Caroline, Willie, D-Mace, 102.5, 106.3, The Game, and The Game Nashville app. Stick around because we have a pretty good giveaway at the end of this segment. And joining us now is Belmont Head Men's Basketball Coach Casey Alexander. Casey, appreciate you for joining us. The NBA draft is tonight, and one of your guys is expected and projected to go in the first round, and that's Ben Shepherd. Now, Ben Shepherd originally committed to Belmont with Coach Bird, but stuck around with you for all 4 years, even in an era where it is so easy to transfer. So what were your first impressions of him, and what did you see him over the last couple of years that made him and turned him into a potential first-round pick in the NBA draft?
Yeah, well, Ben's been a pleasure to coach from the beginning. And, I was really familiar with him when I got to Belmont because I had recruited him really hard when I was the head coach at Lipscomb. So that made that transition easy. Coached him for 4 years. Is exactly what you want from a player in a sense that he got better every year. I mean, literally the epitome of a developmental player as far as role and production and everything else. And so really an awesome situation. You know, I love the fact that he stayed all 4 years. He had plenty of opportunities to go elsewhere last year. A lot of people that were trying hard to get him to make a transfer, but he didn't do it. And he stayed with us, had a tremendous season in the Valley, and tonight's going to be a great day for him and for us.
How key was this past season for Ben Shepherd in terms of his game and growing his game, growing physically, expanding his skill set?
Yeah, he really improved in a lot of ways. I mean, it was the first season where he was a little bit of a marked man. He was clearly our best player from beginning to end of the season. And so for him to go, even though as a junior he had a great year, in a lot of ways he was really a role player. We had some highly accomplished seniors on our team that year, and Ben was kind of able to do his thing without being marked as a marked man. But this year he was the guy, and he performed through that. He did it in an incredibly solid Missouri Valley Conference. I think that helped him. I think his efficiency and his consistency throughout the season in a really good league opened the eyes of a lot of scouts out there because he played at such a high level against some pretty good competition.
Now, Coach, what have you been hearing from the NBA teams concerning Ben through this, during the season, through this whole NBA process?
Yeah, well, he started out as a guy that was on the radar. You know, I mean, they knew him, they liked him, they could see some potential there. But, you know, I wouldn't think if you asked last August if he was going to be a draft pick, I think most people would say, oh, he could be, but not right now, you know. And then as the season goes on, toward the end of the year, a lot more of the feedback was, yeah, you know, I think he might sneak into the draft. And then it's, yeah, we think he's going to be drafted for sure. And now it's, we think he's going to be drafted in the first round. And you never know, I mean, how drafts are going to go with trades and needs and everything else. But we've gotten a lot of great feedback from multiple teams that will take him in the end of the first round if it's there. So
we're talking to Belmont's head basketball coach, Casey Alexander. Now, Casey, how does Ben's game translate to the NBA? He's a 6'6 forward. His percentage in three-point shooting and his field goal percentage has went up each and every year just about he's been at Belmont. And I know the NBA is all about, you know, a positionless sort of league where every guy can play just about every position. It seems like he's one of those guys that can do it.
Yeah, and I think where he's really advanced, especially in the last season, was he had the ball in his hands a lot more. He made a lot of plays off the dribble that he hadn't been asked to do previously in his career, but, use of ball screens, making reads, scoring off the dribble, taking threes on the move a lot more. So he really expanded his versatility on the offensive end. But I think there's two things that the NBA likes about Ben primarily. One is, he really doesn't have any deficiencies on either end. I'm not saying he's elite at everything, but he's, you know, he can guard his own man. He can play off the ball. He can handle it on offense. He can make shots, you know. So they love that kind of, as you said, in today's world, you know, the more versatile you are, the less holes you have, the more impactful you can be. And that's really what his strengths are, that he can do all of those things on both ends of the floor. And then they just like what kind of guy he is. You know, I think, as much as we know about the business of pro sports and ultimately what matters is your ability to get the job done, You know, they're still going to choose the guy that's a great teammate and the guy that's no risk and the guy that works hard and the guy that, you know, does his job. They're still going to choose that guy, and that's been Shepherd for sure.
Hmm. Casey Alexander with us. Casey, for those that are newer to town, Casey played at the Belmont program when it was a powerhouse NAIA program, and it's so interesting for me, Casey, to think back to the evolution where – as great as you guys were, it was rarely discussed that you would have a guy that could go to the NBA. And then even the first few years that you guys transitioned to Division I, you guys were winning games. But it's really interesting, Ian Clark, and now here we are with Ben Shepherd. It's not that crazy of an idea now that a Belmont player could get drafted in the NBA.
Yeah, and Dylan Windler sandwiched in there in between. You know, if Ben's picked, Ben's going to be picked. I think we're very confident he's going to be picked, and most likely a first-rounder. So when you think about two first-round picks from Belmont in the last 5 years, you know, there's a lot of basketball teams across the country and plenty in the Power Five that can't say that. So you're right. We've come a long way, and I think we've accomplished a lot as a program, and this is, you know, this is kind of another feather in our cap. You know, all, you know, being still relatively new, you know, people – across the country. I mean, we've only been Division I, as you mentioned. You know, basically been doing this for 20 years. So, as we like to say, the best is yet to come.
Hmm. Casey, Derek was talking about just what you see when you watch an NBA game now. It's incredible how far out the range is. And not just the guards, the shooters per se, but the big guys couldn't go out there. Like Nikola Jokic, two or three steps behind the line, still no problem hitting them. How is that affecting how the college game is being played in your mind?
Well, it all is cyclical, as you know. I mean, it was, you know, not too long ago, the whole basketball world was really ball screen dominant. And it was about having that handler out there pounding it and making plays for others. And, you know, the Warriors changed it quite a bit, and Spurs a little bit too, just with ball movement, player movement, spreading the floor. And a lot more skill, and so it's it filters down everywhere. You know, you don't find many guys in recruiting anymore that you know, say, "Coach, hey, I'm a five man. Put me down on the block if you don't mind. That's where I love to play." You know, everybody wants to play out on the floor and be skilled, and I think it's helped us. You know, I mean, I think basketball's in a better place than it ever has been as far as the skill level, the IQ, things like that.
You guys won a lot of games in your first year in a new league. That's probably fair to say a deeper league than the one you were in. Are you finding that the way you guys have played, your formula, is going to be successful over the long term in the Missouri Valley?
I think it will be. We're definitely not going to change, but it'll be tougher to come by. Missouri Valley is a really physical, defensive-oriented league. We're a really fast tempo, offensive minded team, and those two things don't go. Somebody's going to win, somebody's going to lose in that matchup most of the time, obviously. And so we've got to get better at our deficiencies, but offensively we'll continue to play the same way. And back to your previous question, I think one thing that's interesting about us is Belmont, like, our niche over time has always been a free flowing, motion oriented, assist oriented team, and that's the way basketball is transitioning to. So we haven't changed, but there are a lot more teams out there trying to play the way we've played for a long time. So we lost a little bit of that.
Okay, finally, the Mets are a little shallow in pitching. Can we have Marcus Stroman back, Casey? We're kind of hurting right now.
You got two or three guys that you could pluck off the Cubs roster, you know. But give us a chance. I mean, we got a good thing going for about 2 weeks now, so don't screw it up for us, okay?
Okay. I mean, we usually talk trash, Mets, Cubs. I got nothing right now. The Mets are terrible. They're terrible.
Well, the Cubs are playing in that highly dominant National League Central Division.
All
right,
easy.
I mean, it is
it's
unbelievable.
I'm a Cardinals
the caliber
fan.
Of teams. So.
I'm still getting used to being bad. Willie's used to it. I'm not used to my baseball team being bad.
Yeah, I mean, it has been highly enjoyable watching the Cardinals struggle a little bit.
So, yeah,
That's a good time right now.
Casey, appreciate you for joining us. Enjoy tonight and give our best to Ben.
Will do. Thank you.
Yep. Awesome. Thanks, Casey. I promise to give away And a giveaway we shall do. Be caller 3 right now to win a pair of tickets to see Monster Jam World Finals at Nissan Stadium on July 1st. That is caller 3. Our phone number is 615-737-1025. Good luck with that. Caroline, Willie, and D-Mace is brought to you by the new Zen Sportsbook with cash rewards and the easiest, simplest betting experience possible. Betting just got better. Download the Zen Sportsbook app today. 1025-1063, The Game.